Tired, laughing, fun tink.
Ow. Jesus Christ, this is going to be a dumpster fire.
I mean, such is life with me.
This is what happens when we can't do shit on Friday.
I know.
So here it is, fucking 11 o'clock at night.
On a Saturday, again.
And you're retarded tired.
I mean, I'm not super retarded. I'm just,
debatable.
You know. No, it's just, it's a little bit on the sketchy side. I mean, that makes things more fun, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, super fun.
Am I not fun when I'm like this?
I mean, that depends.
I mean, you're just gonna fuck me later anyway.
That depends.
Okay, well, then I'm gonna fuck you later anyway.
Debatable.
Well, you keep wearing them fucking glasses, and I'm gonna fuck you right now while we're recording. We can do that.
We can't do that.
Why?
Because we have shit to talk about. We have important, ethical, non-monogamy, kink, and BDSM stuff to talk about. The people want to hear educational stuff. They don't want to hear us fucking.
I mean, some might.
Okay. Well, I mean, we want to hear people orgasming. So
yes, please.
Send those clips in, people.
Yes, we want to hear. We want to
feature our favorite orgasms.
Yes. I think that'd be a lot of fun, and I really hope that we get some soon.
Yeah, because, like, who doesn't love, like, a good audible orgasm?
I don't think there's anybody that doesn't.
I know, and...
Like, it's just turning me on just, like, thinking about it, like, ooh, I know.
That shit's super hot.
Right? That's super hot.
Super fucking hot.
Yes.
It's a pineapple party. Oh, and we got polyamory, too. What's that? You want a kink fest? A little BDSM? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because we got that too. It's the Kitchen Sink E&M and Kink Podcast. What's happening, everybody? Happy fucking Saturday night. Although when you listen to this, it's going to be Monday morning. Sorry about that. Anyway, it is episode number 25.
Yes, you got it this time.
I know.
You weren't doing little number single today. No
sign language or nothing. I figured it out all on my own.
I'm so glad. You probably just read my phone.
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, okay.
It was locked.
Oh.
Because you must be doing some sketchy shit. You got your phone locked.
You know my password.
Shh.
You gave
that. That is besides the point.
I'm pretty sure you gave me the password to use.
Oh my God.
I mean, you have to be my daddy, so you have to do those things.
I know.
Otherwise, I just get derailed.
Derailed, not railed, derailed.
Yeah, I want to be railed.
Yeah, well, I want $1 million. Here we are. So we got some fun shit to talk about this week.
We do.
We're a day behind, almost like usual. So shout out to VJ's Hotspot. Can't forget him. He sent us some more cool stuff that you are going to be
modeling.
And
another photo shoot.
Yeah, we got another photo shoot. I still have to put the last one up on the OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
Just haven't gotten around to that yet. But I will, I promise.
Yay.
For the tens of people that are on there.
Hey, everybody will enjoy it.
I know. They were super hot.
And there's some teasers that I do post in the groups.
So yes.
You will get to kind of see some of the ones that are, you know, appropriate for Facebook.
Facebook appropriate, because we are all children and need Mark Zuckerberg to tell us what we are allowed to view.
Yeah.
Yay.
So much fun.
So, swinging this week, what do you have for us to discuss?
All right. So, what I found for swing this week is how one should go about filtering couples with quote-unquote pretend other haves. And this was kind of based off of a post that I had found in one of the social media groups we were in that talked about a couple that was messaging what they thought was another couple about getting together. They were sending pics back and forth. And then a day or two later, the gentleman they were speaking to, which was the main person, I guess, because that happens a lot, especially we see that in the SLS where they'll have like a shared account and it's usually the man who's doing all the conversation.
Yes, usually.
So the he then changed the script on them to just him meeting versus him and his wife.
Which we've had that happen.
We have. And then I guess it kind of threw a red flag for them because they didn't really know what was going on as far as should they, you know, continue to try and, yes, see this person or try to keep pushing for the other half to come with as well. Hmm.
Okay, so this might be a short segment because to me this is pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
If you cannot speak to both partners in a full swap situation, it is a no-go, like right off the bat. Like the second somebody comes at us and says, oh, well, my wife's not a big texter, you know, she doesn't talk to the other people until we meet. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good for you, but you can fuck off.
So now what if the guy wants to meet the couple first before bringing his wife?
Nope.
Kind of like the same scenario.
He can go fuck himself.
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
If you are like that paranoid about your wife meeting people, you do not belong in this lifestyle. I don't care what anybody says.
I mean, the other thing too, is if you're sharing content back and forth with the other person, like you want to also have some kind of, I can never think of the word, but when you're communicating with this couple, you want to have both parties also communicating back. So you don't want to just keep hearing from what you think is just the husband.
Right. I mean, like for me as the man in our relationship, if this is supposed to be a full swap situation, why the fuck would I want to let some dude fuck you if I can't even speak to his wife?
Yeah. You would kind of think that if you have that communication going on, that it needs to go on the other end too, because that's not really fair. And what are you doing? Basically setting me up for the date?
Right. Like,
it's like hot wifing, basically.
Yeah. And that's like, these guys are fucking pathetic in my eyes.
Okay.
99% of the time, they are single men.
Very, very likely.
So instead of having the balls to say, hey, I'm a single guy, mm-hmm. I think your wife's attractive, I'd like to join in sometime if that's cool with you. Where we can just say either, okay, well, let's get to know each other, mm-hmm. or no, we're not interested.
Right.
Instead, they play these fucking games where, oh, my wife, you know, she's not big on social media, or she doesn't text or this or that. You know, you have to meet us out somewhere. Because we had one like that we're like, okay, well, when can we meet up? And then it was the, well, she's not available.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll just be me.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, when you shut down very fast.
Yeah. I'm like, so your wife can't go, but you're going to go to right. meet us for what? To run back to your wife and be like, yeah, I met them. They're cool. Like, you can fuck them now. Like,
yeah, because like we would need to meet her to see if we're even compatible with her, because maybe we're only compatible with one of that person out of the couple.
Right, because we didn't even, like, I don't even think we saw her. Like, he wouldn't even send a picture of her.
No.
And to me, like, that's a big no-no. Like, if I don't even know what she looks like, there's no chance in hell I'm even going to consider sleeping with her.
No, definitely not.
Like, that's...
because you got nothing to go off of, and... you're just kind of left in the
like
dark.
Some guy's like, word that his wife's hot.
Right, right. Like, and their version of hot may not be the same version as your hot.
And most likely it is not.
Most likely it isn't.
I mean, I'm picky with my women.
I mean, it kind of comes down to, you know, everybody has what works for them and what they're turned on by and whatnot. So, yeah.
Right. And I think anybody who runs into this situation, mm-hmm. if you cannot speak to the other half, whether it's male or female, mm-hmm. just block them.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel kind of bad for this person because it seems like they put in a lot of effort on their end and the other person just kind of sucked it all in and didn't really give anything back.
Well,
so
that's why, like, when you have these situations, like from the very beginning, if there was no contact from the wife, you mm-hmm. stop trying.
Yeah. So that would basically be the takeaway note on that is if both parties are not talking and you know it's, or they're putting themselves out as being a couple, then it is safe to say you're most likely dealing with a single male, or, and I hate to say it, dealing with somebody who is doing this behind the person's back.
Yeah. Or they're like the picture collectors and stuff like that, that will never meet, even if they are a single guy. Right. They just want shit for their spank bank.
That's also another possibility. And that's a lot too. Like, that we see that all the time.
Yeah. Those guys can go fuck themselves too.
I mean, I get that a lot in my DMs.
I know.
That there are, you know, and I'm sure all the ladies are getting that, and they're just kind of, don't fall for it. Yep. I mean, if you want to send like one titty pic, go for it. But
I say don't send shit unless you actually are interested in the person.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's kind of the rule that I go with is, if I don't have anything to go off of that makes me want to send anything, I'm not going to. And I do kind of like them, I'll send them something teasing. So like, it won't be full on, here's my titties. It'll be like a teasing pic of them. So like my hand over them, or like I'm squishing them and they're just kind of peeking over.
Well, yeah, I mean, because you never really know, especially online, what somebody is, what their intentions are.
Right, you don't know their motive.
So it's easier just to play it safe. And, you know, if you don't live anywhere near somebody that's messaging you, that's kind of like a red flag to me. Like if somebody messages me,
like out of the blue,
inquiring about us and they're fucking 8 states away, I'm like I'll say hi. And then I'll be like, what can I do for you?
What can I do for you? Like, because if you don't look at our information, you would obviously then find out that we don't live anywhere near each other. So what is your goal here? It's like, we're not going to fly out if we've never met, haven't had any like long-term conversations.
Or I love the ones that are like, oh, well, we travel a lot.
Right.
Well, that's cool, but
we don't.
We don't. And, you know, we have a young child, so we can't just like ditch our child.
No.
To go meet up with somebody because they decide to fly in for the weekend or something.
Yeah. Like that's one thing that is kind of difficult. And I think a lot of people would kind of do that. They'll jump in and not even realize like, hey, maybe I should get to know this person to be like, what can they do? What can't they do? Are they even interested?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people think with their little heads.
Yeah.
And they don't think about things logically.
Definitely not.
And that kind of gets under my skin when guys DM me, you know, asking about like our situation and stuff like that. And it's like, first of all, you're messaging me because you saw one hot picture of Tink on Facebook.
And the thing that's weird though is like, if they're messaging you asking what, you know, we're into or what our dynamic is, like you already are like, yeah, they just want to fuck her.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously I hope they don't want to fuck me.
Well, no, I know. I mean, because you'd be like, I'm like, I appreciate that, bro, but no.
Yeah, it's not my scene, but we're in all the groups and we post a lot. So if they haven't taken the time or are not willing to take the time to kind of learn about us that way,
right,
instead of just jumping in our DMs, I really have no interest.
I totally get that.
Whether it's a couple or a single guy or whatever. Because it takes more than just a message to be like, oh yeah, we're totally down.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. That's going to be my motto of 2023.
What's that?
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. I can get behind it.
Because I'm, you know, like we're going on year 8 to 9 now. And we've seen a lot of things. We've heard a lot of things, experienced a lot of things. So this year is the year of get the fuck out of here.
You're going to have to make a little jingle for it.
I am, because I'm going to be saying it a lot.
I feel like you already have been saying it a lot.
I can't help it. Like, I'm over a lot of the bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been a lot, and it's only halfway through the first month of the new year.
Correct.
That's pretty sad.
You know, and like when we first started swinging, it was a lot of fun. Like there didn't seem to be much drama. Like there wasn't a whole lot of politics involved, at least for us.
No, there wasn't. And it didn't really feel like you were, you know, dealing with like the high school cliques or anything. It just felt very open and welcome, and there wasn't any like competition for, you know, being most popular or just, you know, having the most parties or the most get-togethers. Like, there wasn't anything like that. Everyone was just like, hey, like, welcome to the family.
Right. And it even extends into like the social media and and like the podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, like, we wanted to start this podcast 5 years ago. We just didn't have the opportunity to do so.
No.
But like, the other podcasts don't really embrace each other.
And they should, because
like, we're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to educate people on swinging or kink and BDSM and open relationships and all this stuff. But yet it's like a fucking competition.
Right.
To see who's the most popular.
Right, exactly. It's like you're back in high school. And like, that's not the point of this. This is all about fun. It's about educating. And we all know there's way more, I'm going to say it, fresh meat in this than there ever was back when we first started. And they need to be knowledgeable about things so they don't get themselves in situations they don't know how to get themselves out of.
My opinion, when it comes to like podcasts and like some of these big swinger groups, it really has nothing to do with education. They don't
just like
help each other and embrace other people in the same genre, because they're in it for money. It's a business to them. They could give a shit less about the people that are getting involved in it, unless they're giving them money. And unfortunately, people fall for that, and then they're just going to keep doing it.
Right.
It's all about the money. All about the money.
Right.
You know, instead of actually educating people, in a fun way.
Right. And encouraging other podcasts or other groups to, you know, get together and not be like, oh, well, you know, you can't be here because we're going to be there. Or, well, no, you can't do this or say anything about this because, you know, well, we have our own.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that. You can't advertise your podcast because, you know, you're not up high enough on our social ranking to be able to do that.
Right. Like, why? Like, no, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Again, get the fuck out of here.
Like, it really, here's the thing. Like you had said, we're all here to put out the information, the education for all these different topics when it comes to the non-monogamy life, way of living. And we all have different opinions, all different thoughts, all different experiences. And the people who listen can choose which one they want to listen to. They could listen to all of them if they wanted.
Right. I mean, we have very different personalities than a lot of the other podcast hosts.
Yeah.
And like, I have no problem telling people to go listen to like the Front Porch Swingers. I think that's a great podcast.
Yeah, you were just talking about them earlier today.
I have no problem saying, hey, go check out Perverted Podcast.
Right.
That's my favorite fucking podcast.
It is your favorite.
But like, it's like pulling teeth to get other people in our industry to help spread the word, because not everybody wants to listen to a monotone, boring podcast.
No.
And everybody wants to listen to us that, you know, we're very unfiltered.
And we're blunt.
Yeah. I mean, we probably offend a lot of people.
Eh,
and
I'm
happy about that.
Does it give you a chub?
It kind of does.
Ooh.
You know, but like, everyone likes different things.
Right, exactly.
And there's enough E&M and kink podcasts to find what you like to listen to. So how does it hurt to share?
It doesn't. It's just called, it's literally just, well, I mean, in a way it's, well, I guess it's not really like compersion, but in a way, and in essence, it kind of is.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're supposed to support each other and be there and be happy for everybody to be all on the same journey.
Right. I mean, like, I'm super happy for like the Front Porch Swingers. Like, they've really done a great job over the years of building their audience and, you know, building their show. And, you know, like Perverted Podcasts, they started out like us. They had like no listeners.
And now look at them.
And 5 years, 6 years later, they were never towards the top of the charts.
But they were still ranked really well. And I liked their show.
But they are super unfiltered like us.
Mm-hmm.
Count Boogie, the main host of that show, is a fucking nut job. And I love it.
And it sets them apart from everything else because it makes them different from your monotone, everybody else.
Exactly. I personally can't get into the boring podcast.
No.
Like, if it's just, you know, like the facts, like educational, it's like listening to
someone reading your textbook.
Yeah, like the BBC network.
God. <you know. laughs> Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And today, we're going to learn about non-monogamy. That's where a couple, or perhaps a single, goes and has relations with more than one person. Oh, that's naughty. Am I putting you to sleep?
I think so.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You gonna wake me up?
Yes, I will wake you up with my cock in your mouth.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, there's plenty of podcasts out there to find one who your favorite is.
Right.
I mean, you can listen to all 20,000 of them if you really want, but eventually you're going to come down to like
a handful of the ones
like. That you're like, I can't miss an episode of this one.
Right. And you like, you look forward to those episodes. Like those are the ones that they've hit home for you.
Yeah. And that's in any genre, but mm-hmm. I just feel like, we as swingers and kink educators should do better with helping promote other shows.
Yeah.
Because especially if it's very different from your show.
Right.
Like I can see like Perverted Podcasts not wanting to promote our show because it's very similar.
Right. Yeah.
But like us and like the Front Porch Swingers or like Swing Nations podcast or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're very different.
Completely.
Very different. So I don't see why we can't help each other.
I agree.
To reach more people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then in the long run, the people who benefit are the people in the lifestyle.
Exactly. Because we all want better educated people
mm-hmm.
that we can all interact with, because the better educated they are, the better decisions they make,
mm-hmm.
the better parties we have, and the better interactions everyone has together.
Correct. It all comes together.
My friends, is compersion, where we can all be happy for one another.
Yes.
Now wake the fuck up. All right. So I think that'll cover our swing.
Yeah, just topic. A little bit. Went down now, a rabbit hole, but it's all good.
Yeah. So we have a poly segment.
Okay.
For this week.
What did you find for that?
Well, ma'am.
Ma'am? Oh, man. I'm going to call ma'am.
A message.
Ooh.
That a listener would like us to discuss.
Ooh, I love ones from our listeners.
So this is an anonymous question.
All right.
So this person is looking for the possibility of, or no-nos, of introducing a vanilla into the world of E&M. Or maybe the other person already is? So
okay.
They don't know yet.
Okay.
So this says, met someone in a local neighborhood Facebook group. Someone new to the area was looking for new friends to hang out with. I invited her to be a gym buddy with me, but she declined. A guy commented that he would be interested. Messaging each other for about a week, almost every day, very respectful conversations that are slowly turning flirty. We frequent the same gym. He's been a member for over a year, I checked with the staff, and are planning to meet for a workout together. Relationship status has never been brought up from either of us, although it can be the start of just a friendship. Some chat is turning into subtle, lighthearted, sexy wording on both sides. At what point should I mention poly or open marriage? Wait to see if there's truly more than friendship being sought? Wait until a conversation about relationship status happens? Right off the bat and don't wait? Risking embarrassment if I'm reading too far into it? Get to know each other more to see if it's someone I can see myself building a relationship with? As a swinger, I'd probably fuck him at first meet. He's respectful in all conversations and even G-rated picks. OMG. Not one risky pick at all other than the typical shirtless guy pick. Smiley face. As for poly, that can grow over time, but so far, yes. So how soon or when should I tell him I'm married? My husband knows all about this, by the way.
Well, that's a really, really good one.
And I love this question because it kind of resonates with us in a way, because you are a gym fanatic.
I am.
You go to the gym all the time. Mm-hmm. You get hit on all the time.
Sometimes even without knowing.
Yeah. So, I mean, this potentially could be a possibility for us. Like, you meet someone at a gym and you end up liking this person. Mm-hmm. So when do you tell somebody that you are polyamorous?
Okay, so...
Or that you have an open marriage if it's just someone you want to fuck.
Okay. So when it comes to me, I tend to like to get to know the person a little bit more before just like completely throwing out all the details right in front of them, like word vomit. I can't do that. And I don't know if it's just because like I feel like if I don't get to know them first and give myself that opportunity to be like, okay, yes, I'm going to pull the trigger and I'm going to give them all that information. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. So I would, for me, if I, you know, went to the gym, found somebody, or they found me and we were, you know, starting to message each other, I'd want to hang out for a little bit, maybe, you know, a few times, work out together, and then have like one time just grab coffee. And then if we're still talking, I still kind of have that connection, he's still flirting with me, then is when I would be like, okay, so I really, really like you, but I need you to know some things about me that I am not sure how you'll handle it, but I will feel more comfortable knowing that I put everything out there and you make that decision on what you're comfortable with. And that's when, okay, I would tell him, you know, okay, I am married. Me and my husband are polyamorous. We're also swingers. So he's fully okay knowing that I'm talking to another man. And then, you know, I'd even say, you know, if you wanted to go grab coffee or dinner together one night, we could do that. That way, you know, it wasn't like you were, or, you know, kind of like how women are like, are you sure this is a good thing? I guess, yeah, some guys might feel like that, but probably not. But
yeah, probably not.
I mean, if it make him feel better, at least, you know, I was being upfront about everything.
Yeah, I think most guys are one way or the other. Either they'll be pissed that you led them on.
Right.
Knowing that you're married. Or they just won't give a fuck, even if you would have told them or not.
Well, I mean, that's a possibility. So, I mean, regardless, I might end up making that guy really mad at me. But that I don't think I could do it right off the bat, just because I'd want to feel it out first before dumping all of that on them. Because a lot of people that we do meet are not in that.
Well, yeah, I mean, most people you meet are not going to be, no matter where you're at.
Right.
Like, unless you're like in San Francisco or Portland or something like that.
Where it's, you know, very common.
For me, I'm the opposite. Like, as soon as I meet someone and I feel there's something going on, mm-hmm, I'm like, by the way, I'm married. I'm polyamorous. Yes, I can date you. No, I can't marry you, but I can fuck you if that's all you want. Like,
all right. That's very direct and to the point. So there you have it, ladies. He will just tell you. And if you get to that point where he just point blank tells you, you are A-okay to go.
Yeah. I mean, because for me, I feel like most women, if I were to pretend that I was single, mm-hmm, I have a, not a bad habit, but a track record of making women fall deeply for me.
You really do.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would piss them off and hurt them more. Mm. If I did that and then said, oh, by the way, I'm married, but it's okay because I'm polyamorous.
Right.
Then they'd be like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. But I mean,
they'd be like, you know, like that's how it would go.
Yeah, that's probably exactly how that would go. And I'm pretty sure that we don't want to go down that road because I think we've been close with one of them. But again, it was one of those things, like you put it right out there in the beginning. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Right. So, like, I feel for me, it's easier with women to just come right out and say it and give them the opportunity to be like,
like, yes, I want to do this.
I can try this.
Yeah. And that's usually ends up what happens is that they're like, they think about it for a day and then they're like, I think I can do this. I want to try this and see how this goes.
If they continue the conversation after that point,
yeah,
it's like a 99% success rate that I will have some form of relationship with them.
Gotcha.
If they just stop talking to me,
you know it's done.
Then I know it's done.
They just wanted you for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame them, but sorry, ladies.
That's how I would go about it. Now, in this anonymous woman's case, I feel like she should probably at least find out what his intentions are, whether it's just a friendship or if he's wanting more.
Yeah.
Before she makes the call on telling him that she's polyamorous.
Yeah.
Or has an open marriage.
That would be a good idea.
That way it saves her from looking stupid.
And putting out the information that she may not want out.
Right. You know. Then it could save her from letting, you know, her local area know that she's polyamorous and has an open marriage. So, you know, I would say give it a couple workouts or something and see how flirty he gets, because some people are just flirty in general.
Right.
And they don't mean anything by it. Where others, you know, are definitely flirting to fuck. Yeah. So, I would see what his intention is and go from there, because it could be really good or it could just be a dud and he may get mad at you and not want to hang out with you, or he could just be like an acquaintance.
Right. You
know, like a gym buddy.
Yeah. Like if you see him at the gym, he might, you know, just say hi, or he might work out with you one time, but
yeah,
he might do his own thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool too. But it's definitely good to put it out there. You know, like if you find out he likes you and blah, 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 people should not hide the fact that they're polyamorous. That's for sure.
No, definitely don't hide it. I mean, kind of choose which way you want to go about it as far as how soon you'd like to do it.
Yeah. I mean,
just find where he's at first. Kind of.
Yeah. Cause it can be tempting to hide the fact that you're polyamorous.
Oh yeah.
Like I know, like for myself, when I'm struggling to find a girlfriend, like I almost want to go and make a profile that just makes it seem like I'm a single guy and then just live the lie that I'm a single guy and make up excuses why they can't come to my house, you know? But then I'd feel shitty.
Yeah, you would. And that's not very ethical.
No, it's not ethical, but a lot of people do it.
I know.
Even if they are polyamorous or have an open marriage or whatever, it's just easier than dealing with people that aren't open-minded.
Right. Right.
Because, and as crazy as this seems, like we've talked about this before, especially women, they would rather fuck somebody's husband.
Oh yeah.
With the wife not knowing it.
Yeah. Than having the wife knowing.
Yeah. Than having the wife's permission.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand you women when it comes to that.
I'm pretty sure it's the whole allure of being that dirty little secret and feeling like they are fucking you better than your wife is, and that you come to them instead of, you know, the wife, and it's something mental in the head.
I know,
and
but
that's
like,
what gets them off.
But if they're just trying to be a dirty little whore, like I can definitely treat them that way. I mean, I'm very good at that.
But I think it also is like they feel like they're in control in that situation, where if you were just going to treat them like a dirty little whore, that doesn't really make them feel like they're the ones creating the scenario and having control over it all.
Look, so like they could potentially use like blackmail against me because they think I'm married and my wife doesn't know.
Potentially. In some cases, I think that some women would be like that. Yes.
That almost makes me want to do that. Just so that like
have a study.
Well, like, no, just so that they could get mad at me and come to you and be like, did you know that I've been fucking your husband? And you could be like,
yeah, I've been supplying the condoms.
Yeah. Like, and then just wash your face. Oh my God. because especially down here, like that would blow their mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be epic.
So
because they'd be like, look, I'm a home wrecker, and be like, no, you're not. Sorry, honey.
Yeah, I mean, it's just some women are dumb. I don't understand why.
Like, bless your heart.
They can't just be like, oh, your wife says it's okay that you rail me. Okay.
Right. Like, I mean, like you literally have the blessing, like, just go for it. Just take it and run.
Yeah. But they're like, no, I'm going to go see this guy that
cheated
is married
on me like four times. Yeah.
Well, no, that he's going to cheat on his wife.
Right. Like, right. Right.
Because she has no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I really do feel like there's just an allure about it. And that's why if they find out that you're poly, they're just like, eh, no, I'm good.
Okay. So I would love if any of our listeners has been in this situation where they were the dirty little whore that slept with the married men that the wives did not know.
Yeah.
I would love to hear the thought process on that compared to fucking a guy that you know his wife is okay with it.
Yep. That would be very good to hear.
Because I just want to get like the science behind this.
Right. Like we want to have like an actual, you know, encounter with it.
And I need to find a psychologist that deals with this and have them on the show.
Yes.
Because like I need to know.
Yeah. Like where.
Because this happens to me all the time.
It does. As soon as you say that the wife knows, they're out.
Yeah.
Every single time. You could literally bet money on it. And if they don't leave right away, it won't take long before the conversation slowly dwindles off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
So, so that's our advice, Miss Anonymous Poster. Have a couple more workouts with them or, you know, get-togethers, coffee, whatever, and just find out what his intentions are. Mm-hmm. And if they are romantic, then I would pop the poly on him. If he's like, well, I'm DTF, then be like, I have an open marriage. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to throw it all out there if he's only interested in one thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I would go from there and see what happens. And we wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
Happy orgasming.
Hopefully they're really good ones.
Hopefully.
Because you wanted to make sure it's worth it.
That's right. All right. So kink and BDSM, Miss Tink.
All right. We have a topic. It's another fetish.
Ooh, I like fetishes.
I know you do. And you like this one a lot.
Do I?
It is. It's the breeding fetish.
Oh, yeah.
So that is where someone has a very strong attraction to the idea of getting pregnant or getting someone else pregnant.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's totally you.
And I don't even know why I am that way, because I spent like 13 years with my ex-wife praying to God she would not get pregnant.
That is really interesting.
Oh my God, I know.
You have a breeding kink, but yet in the act of literally breeding, you're like, don't do it.
I just knew with her, I didn't want kids. Like that's
so,
it.
Yeah, so
that,
go ahead and knock me up right away.
Oh yeah. Well, it wasn't right away. We were dating for 2 years before you got knocked up.
It meant like the time frame from when we started to like actually try.
Oh, you mean the week that it took
it
to
was
get
two.
You pregnant?
It was one.
She was conceived.
The first whole week that I stopped taking the pill. All right. Yes. All right. So yeah, technically. Yeah.
And then you've basically.
I knew about it like 3 weeks later because I was only like 4 weeks.
Right.
Prior.
But you had the implantation cramping the second week.
Right. Which is why I keep thinking it took two weeks.
At the concert.
Right. Yeah.
And you were like, I don't know why my side hurts.
I did. It was weird. I really thought it was those wine coolers, man.
Yeah.
They're really sugary. So I thought it upset my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Something upset your stomach.
Yeah, something was brewing in there.
Okay, so how about you? Like, how do you feel about the breeding fetish?
So I think I very much enjoy it. Now, like, granted, like, we're now in the situation where, like, you can't get me pregnant. And, of course, you know, I'm still on birth control, so As long as I take it, which I am so good on because I'm neurotic, we're not getting pregnant, even if something were to happen with your vasectomy. Right. But I do have like an enjoyment with it if I know like that's like what our scene is. So like, you know, just us fucking and you coming at me isn't really making my brain be like, oh, breeding kink. I mean, sometimes, okay, sometimes my brain will be like, oh, there's a possibility that could have happened if X, Y, and Z lined up. But like if we were in a scene where you were like, you know, telling me like, I can't wait to fill my load, fill you with my load because I want to have you pregnant or I want, you know, you to carry my baby or something, I'd be like, fuck yes.
Okay, so for you it's more of like the role play action of it.
Yes. Yeah. Cause like I have to have like something like knowing that that's what's going on, not just like, yeah, you came at me. Cause I know like my birth control works. So like, I know, okay, you came at me, but nothing's going to happen.
So what about like before we got together? Like, did you ever have that like fantasy or fetish?
No.
Like when you were with other guys?
No, it was complete. Don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. Like scared to death. Maybe that's probably why I'm so neurotic about taking my pill.
Well, I mean, like, you were young when we first got together.
Yeah.
But, like, I just didn't know. Because, like, for me, as a young man, mm-hmm. like, outside of my ex-wife, like, I feel like I had that kink in me. Hmm.
Interesting.
Because, like, with my very first submissive, mm-hmm. Like, that was definitely a thing.
Gotcha. Like, okay. I didn't... So, like, she was into that, too?
I mean...
Or you felt it
was never
her.
Yeah, it was never discussed.
Okay.
But, I mean, like, we would definitely have those, like, role plays or whatever, like, in a scene mm-hmm. where I was, like, being super degrading and stuff, because, as you know, she was, like, a super pain slut and mm-hmm. liked all things degrading and... You know, so I would just tell her that she was a stupid whore and, you know, I was going to make her carry my baby and she was going to be, you know, a fat slut and all this stuff. All
right.
And, like, she loved that shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, just the idea of doing that with her was really hot to me. Like, okay. I hoped she never got pregnant.
Right, right.
But
you enjoyed that moment. Like, it turned you on more.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, even with us now, like I may not say anything, but
yeah, you definitely don't.
But when I'm going to come inside you, like that's part of what goes through my head, mm. you know, as I'm orgasming, you know, it's
oh,
like,
okay.
Going to get this stupid bitch pregnant, you know?
Hmm. I'll have to maybe keep that in mind the next time that we fuck. Just be like, see what it does for me. If I just like think about that when you get close to coming, if it does something for me, like without it being mentioned.
Yeah. I mean, like I would totally say stuff. I just don't think about it because we never really discussed either of us having this kink.
No, not really. Is that question?
What?
Is that why you like to know if you're leaking out of me?
No, that's a totally different thing. Like, that's part of my cum fetish.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wasn't sure if they were, like, linked together or not, so I just figured.
No, I mean, but part of, like, I guess my cum fetish and the breeding can kind of go hand in hand.
Okay.
Because as people that know me know, I cum a lot. Mm-hmm. Like porn star volume usually. So when you do that to a woman, like that's generally, you know, a sign of fertility. And
yeah,
that's also why I like when you keep it in as long as possible,
because there's, you know, higher chances of you know,
right,
quote unquote pregnancy happening,
right? So like if you're super full mm-hmm. with my load, then just mentally, that's hot.
I get it. I mean, I love being full of your load, so.
Yeah, and I mean, that's also a big reason why I'm not, like, a big fan of coming on someone.
Because you're like, I'm wasting my sperm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, as dumb as it is, because now I can't get anyone pregnant, but it's still the thought process.
Right.
Like, have my kids, bitch.
Whether you want to or not, it's happening.
Yeah. You know, and that could be why, too, like, when we have a swing scenario, it's kind of hard for me to get fully into it sometimes because, you know, like, we wear condoms and...
Right, there's all this protection.
Yeah, and it's like, one, you can't feel everything to begin with.
Right.
And two, it's like, my load is getting stuck in a condom, which that's zero fun for me.
Zero fun.
I mean, like, I totally understand and respect not, you know, coming right. in another woman. But, right,
but, you know, on a different aspect end, you're kind of like, I can't fully... get a hold of my kink like I like to.
Yeah, and it's not even that it's a conscious thing, it's just mm-hmm. like subconsciously I know I'm not gonna have as good of a time as if like me and you just fucked.
Right
because I know I can empty my load in you.
Yay, I'm your cum dumpster.
You are. And I love you for that.
Aw, I love being your little cum dumpster.
And like, I think that's part of what's super hot to me when we have a girlfriend, because then there's two of you.
You can alternate.
Yeah. And for me, I still have that, like, even though we discussed it wouldn't be a thing with mm-hmm. Our girlfriend, like, I wasn't going to get our girlfriend pregnant.
Right.
It's still hot to think about doing it.
I can understand that.
I mean, and that definitely helps with the arousal, mm-hmm. especially when, you know, we're having like a threesome.
Right.
And I have to go for ever.
A lot longer than you normally would.
Yeah. So it's like, it helps me to stay aroused whenever you two are doing stuff and I'm not super involved. And because I just think about, I'm going to fill both these bitches up.
And you have done that before. I'm not sure how you did it, but you did. Like, here's mid shaft of cum in you. I'm going to stop and fill the rest of my shaft up with you with the rest of it. And here you go. Like, I don't know how you did that at one time. That was crazy.
Well, that's the perk of cumming a lot.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because
you know, like, there's going to be more. So
yeah, because it's usually like the first shot is like the biggest. Mm-hmm. And then depending how turned on I am and how hydrated I am, there could be
a little extra,
2 to 3 more shots. Mm-hmm. They just won't be as big as that first one.
Right.
So like that time I did that, like you got the first big shot.
Yeah.
And then our girlfriend got like 2 or 3 smaller shots.
Yeah.
So it equaled out to about the same.
Pretty much. I mean, obviously you can't really see what you're doing. So
no, but like when we were done, you were both like leaking. Mm-hmm. So
mission accomplished.
That was super hot for me. Like, that was probably...
It was a hot one.
That was probably the hottest threesome that we've had.
Yeah, I think so.
The other one where, like, I fucked you and our last ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. for, like, 45 minutes, one after another, like, just back and forth.
Oh, yeah, that was a marathon.
That would have probably been the hottest if I could have done that then.
Yeah.
Just because it, like, went on forever.
It felt like it did.
And you got off like 20 times.
We both had puddles between our legs. Like, and then like we were making out side by side because we were in doggy and you were just going back and forth between the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So that probably would have been the hottest, but
yeah,
we'll have to go back to the other one just because I actually got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like it's a pretty big kink for me, even if I don't like express it when we're fucking.
Okay.
It's always in my head though.
All right. I'll, like I said, I'm going to keep it in mind for myself, like mentally, like when you're about to come, to just be like, okay, he's wanting to get me pregnant. This is kind of hot. Like, all right, yes. Feel me as much as you can.
And it'd be funny if like you actually said something like as I'm getting close, because that would probably push me over the edge.
Ooh. Okay.
It probably would. I mean, I'm not 100% certain, but it probably would.
Okay. I'll keep that definitely in mind.
All right. Well, we're going to have to see how this goes. We'll have to report back.
report back for you for next week. We'll let you know how it went this whole week and see how next Friday is.
Yeah. All right. So I think that covers our breeding kink.
It does.
We have one last segment. We have our fun segment.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and start getting set up for that?
All right.
Because you're going to have to move the camera a little bit towards, like, on an angle there.
On an angle.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's do that.
Yeah. You go ahead and you do that because I can't move. I am stuck. Aim it that way so that you can see yourself. Yeah. No, just check and make sure that you'll be in the shot. Go by the door. There you go. There? Yeah, there you go. Your headphones, my dear. Okay. All right. Let's get this party started.
All right. Am I in a box?
Yeah, you're in a box.
What kind of box am I in?
It's Tink's Toy Box. Hey, baby, pick me.
No, fuck you, buddy. Pick me, you dirty slut.
All right, so another episode of Tink's Toy Box. What toy do you have to fuck yourself with tonight?
All right, so tonight, the one that I have is a thrusting dildo vibrator. It apparently has 10 modes, and it also is heated, and it has a remote control.
Ooh, fancy.
So, yeah, it's fancy. So we're going to try it out. I'm going to try it with the remote control and see if it works. And if not, then I'm going to just have to do it manually. The buttons are at the bottom of it. This one is, I believe, a 7.6 inch one, but they have it on Amazon in a 7.9 and an 8.6, supposedly.
But what's the usable? Like, that's the important part.
I think usable is probably like 7.
Okay.
Because like it'll extend up. Let me turn it on. Wrong side.
You should have had your measuring tape for this.
I should have. Oh, wait. That's the heating side. Come on. Wake up. Bear with me. Come
We're on. Bearing.
We're bearing. I charged it.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I know. I don't know why it's not working. There you go. Apparently you weren't supposed to hold the button down. You were supposed to just hit it once.
There you go.
So there's its thrusting.
Okay. Yeah, hold that up for the camera real quick.
Can we see it?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So. All right. So, yeah, when it's fully extended, it's probably 7.5 inches.
Yeah. So it's not including the base.
Yeah.
That it's on, which has little balls where the button is on the bottom where it charges. It is a suction, so you can suction it to the wall. And then... it has the little vein textures to it. Mm-hmm. So it's very realistic. The head is very squishy. It's kind of a small head, though. It's kind of like a head that's just not really hard. But then it's kind of where the thrusting part is. It's kind of hard. But it's got nice soft flesh around it. So it's as realistic, I think, as it's going to get.
Okay.
And I want to see how I turn this on.
All right, so she's playing with the remote now, mm-hmm. trying to get it figured out. Okay, she got it stopped. That's a plus.
So basically, the left top button will change all of its motions.
Okay.
And then we can hit the bottom button, which is the heating button, and you can make it warm. So it's like fucking a very realistic cock, because obviously cocks are warm. So we'll see how it feels.
Which is probably a good thing because of how hard the thrusting section is.
Yeah.
Like it's probably metal
right
in there.
All right.
Or a very hard plastic. Take your slutty little booty shorts.
See how this bad boy does. Hopefully it gets a better rating, but we'll see. Well, that's cold. Oh, that's cold. You're supposed to be warming up. Why is it not warming up?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's cold. As cold as that damn pool.
Kelsey?
Yep. All right. Let me move your microphone in for you.
Okay. Whoop. Can we hear me? Yay.
Yay.
Okay. So without turning it on, it feels kind of realistic. I wish that the heat was working though, but I'm not feeling any heat from it.
Well, it may take a while.
Maybe. I don't know. The instructions, unfortunately, do not tell you how quickly it will warm up.
No.
No.
It's probably from China.
It is from China.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit on the stiff side.
So how would you compare that to, like, say me? Because I, when I'm super turned on, I get, like, rock hard. Like, how would you compare it?
Very similar.
Okay.
Very similar. The only difference is, like, your dick kind of bends a little bit.
Okay.
Like, it kind of gives, basically, where this doesn't really give. But it's very similar as far as, like, being super, like, rock hard.
Gotcha.
So you get a lot of pressure. Let me turn it on. See what it does.
All right. So, like, how far in do you have it? Like,
only like a quarter. I'm going to see how far I can go. So it's like halfway in me.
Okay. So you're only actually using like 3.5 inches of it.
Maybe.
Four.
Maybe four, like once it like contracts itself in thrust, I have about four.
Okay.
And I mean, it feels okay. Let's see what other speeds we have. I guess the nice part about a thrusting one is like you don't have to do any of the back and forth feeling.
Right, you just have to hold it there.
Pretty much.
And now how realistic is the thrusting compared to like...
It's like, short thrusts. So, like, you're not going to get that long stroke feeling. I mean, you might be able to get a semi, like, long stroke with it, but it's not going to feel like it does, like, when a guy were to, like, pull out and then come back in all the way. But you can kind of get...
So what if you timed, like, using your hand with it, where you time it when it... It shrinks and you pull it out and then it expands as you put it in.
Sort of. If I'm getting the timing right.
I'm just thinking like if it would be similar to, you know, a long stroke.
I think it's a little bit like it. I think it might take some more mastering to kind of get it.
Well, yeah, because you'd have to get the timing down of of the stroke. Because it sounds pretty fast.
I just upped it one more.
Like, it sounds like it's, like, a step or two below, like, if somebody was jackhammering you.
Yeah. I mean, when I pull it out, ooh. It's just only going that fast.
I mean, that's a pretty quick pace.
Yeah.
If you were actually thrusting, like with your hips.
Yeah. This one's like a thrust and then a like two pump pause and then thrust and a two pump pause.
Okay. Now, is it like hitting up against your cervix when it's...
I don't think it's quite deep enough yet.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm still only at like 4 inches.
Oh, okay.
I think being in this position is not easy in a chair.
Got you.
Especially because the balls keep hitting the bottom of my chair.
I'll just flip it over.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's a straight dick. It's not like it's not a curve.
It's a straight. Okay. Let's try that without accidentally turning it off. I mean, it gets close.
Well, from this angle, it looks like you still got like 3 inches left.
Yeah, that's basically what I have left. Ooh, what does that do? I don't know what I did. What does this button do? Oh, it vibrates.
Oh.
I forgot about that feature.
Okay.
All right, well, that's interesting. I still can't quite tell if there's heat going on with it, though.
Well, who knows? It's from China. It may not work.
Right. It might say that it has heat, but it really doesn't. Because it still kind of feels like it did before. And now I'm just like, well, maybe it's only warm because of me. Like, I don't feel any heat going on down there.
Right.
Vibration's not bad. I think I've gone through all the cycles now for the thrusting.
Okay, so what happens if you try to, like, bury it in you? Like,
trying to. Puts a lot of pressure on my butthole.
Oh, yeah, because it's going straight down.
Yeah. I mean, I could try standing up with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, hang on 1 second. It's got a lot going on right now. Okay. Let me try. Do this way?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Ooh. There's different settings when it comes to the vibration, too.
Oh, okay. So it's like normal...
It's like having a vibrator, but in a dildo.
Got you.
And then you also get thrusting.
And where is the vibration mainly located at?
In the same spot, it feels, as...
Where the thruster
where
is.
Where the thruster is, yeah.
So in the middle.
Yeah.
Now, I can't really see from here, but, like, how much of it do you have in you now?
I'd have, like, maybe another inch before it's all the way in.
Okay, so... You're rocking, like, 6.5 inches in there right now.
Yeah.
And how comfortable is that?
It's actually not terrible. Like, I think it's quite comfortable. It's not a very wide dildo.
Yeah, it's not a girthy one.
No.
It's probably about the same size as me.
It might be. It's definitely the same length, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, but just looking at, like, the girth, it looks very similar to me, because I'm not very girthy. So, sorry, ladies, for any of you that like big fatties. I'm not your guy.
I'm just trying to find a setting that's working for me, but I'm not really finding a setting that I'm liking.
But you're not really... like a penetration girl either.
I'm not. So if you're a penetration girl, this is definitely going to be your go-to thing. And I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure the Amazon listing for it might tell you, but if it's waterproof, you can suction it to your wall.
In the shower. Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like if you could ride it, like, on the floor, you could probably make it work for you.
Possibly.
Because then you could direct it to hit that A spot.
Yeah.
But, like, I think just general thrusting doesn't do it for you.
No.
Like, it has to, like, hit your cervix up in that...
Up in that corner.
Up in the one corner.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, it doesn't feel bad, but I'm not gonna come.
Like, that's something that you could just sit there and, like... read a book.
Yeah.
While it just does its thing.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't have to have hands on really with it besides right now because I'm standing. But yeah, I could just let it sit there, hold it with my feet, and just read a book. And just let it do its thing.
And that would be comfortable, like...
Yeah.
Like, enjoyable.
Yeah, it would be.
So, like, if you just really wanted, like, a deep, relaxing evening, you know, like a glass of wine, a book, and just put that... in your vagina and let it do its thing.
Yeah.
And then you could probably, like, just touch your clit after, like, 15, 20 minutes and just get off instantly.
Most likely. That's exactly what would happen.
Because it would be that long, slow buildup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it wouldn't take long then, because literally, as soon as I would touch my clit, I could come.
Like, how sensitive is your clit right now, like, after 10 minutes?
It's sensitive. I mean, it probably would take... a couple minutes, but not too long.
Okay, so, like, basically, it does the same job as, like, if you were to fuck another guy besides me.
Yeah.
Where they don't know how to fuck you.
Right. Yeah. It would basically be the equivalent of that.
Like, it feels good, but it's just not going to get you there.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Like, it feels good. I'm not going to say no to it. It's just not going to push me over the edge.
Gotcha. Okay, so honest rating on this China unit here.
Honest rating, I'm going to only really give this, like, a 6.
Okay.
Now, someone else may give it a higher rating, but... And just not really, it's not really doing a whole lot for me.
Okay. So, and how much is that?
This one, I believe, is 37. Let me double check. I believe it's 37 on Amazon. I'm sorry, 36. I was pretty damn close.
Okay. So
each inch wise that goes up is only like a couple dollars more. So like the 7.9 is 36. The 8.6 is 38. So this one, I think, is 34. Which is the 7.6 inch one.
Okay, so if you need 8+ inches, it's going to be $37.
Yeah.
But if you're a girth girl, this isn't going to be your toy.
No.
Because, like, let me...
I mean, it's...
Oh, it's even smaller than me.
It is smaller than you. That's why I was like, I mean, it's as long as you, but I don't think it's... There is some heat. The heat is all the way down at the bottom.
At the base.
How is anybody going to make it down there? There's balls in the way.
Well, I guess if you're sitting on it with the suction cup.
But
like, if you're riding it.
It's right here.
Yeah, that would be right where your vagina opening is.
Well, like, if you're grinding on it. Hang on. I don't know. Some of it came up a little bit up the shaft, but definitely most of the heat is down at the base.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's just not for you. Is that why you give it a 6, or is there something like actually wrong with...
No, for me is why I'm giving it a 6. Okay. But I feel like probably other girls would probably give it, like, I would say maybe a 7 or 8.
Okay. So if you're a penetration girl,
this is your toy
and you don't need like super fat cocks, then it'd be all right for you.
Yes. It would work for them.
And it's not bad at $37.
No, and it comes on Amazon. So when it gets shipped to you, it's not going to be wrapped up looking like a dildo in your butt. It's going to be an actual box.
Yeah.
So it'd be on the DL. Discreet
shipping.
Discreet shipping. Amazon is your friend.
Yeah. So, okay.
And you can find it by looking up the inch and thrusting dildo, and it will show up. Just scroll down like 4 or 5 items and you'll find it.
And there's probably hidden. Like 20 different brands of it, but it's all the same.
Yeah, they're all the same because they all come from China.
Yep. Just a different name brand on the box.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
and I don't even know what the name brand is. It's literally says Cock Apollo Dildo.
There you go. Leave it to the Chinese to come up with fantastic names.
Yep.
All right, well, I think that was a good show. Sorry that you didn't get to hear Tink orgasm.
Sorry, guys. This toy just didn't do it.
Nope. But hey, we do take donations.
We do.
So if you would like to provide us with a toy, you can get in touch with us, and we would be glad to review it.
I am happy to. Those are my most exciting things.
Yeah. So hopefully somebody can hook us up with something that's actually going to get you off.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Thank you.
And like I said, pre-show, we want to hear you guys get off.
Yes.
So please send in an audio clip or a video clip.
Yes, it can be to our
email. Or it can be on the show's Facebook page messenger, mm-hmm. or our personal Tink and Pedro messenger accounts.
Yes, that's fine too.
And just let us know what we can call you on the air so that, you know, we don't say your whole name or whatever if you don't want that said.
Right. And also add in before or even after the "this is for you" kitchen sink.
Yes, in the audio recording.
Yes.
That way we know it's actually you and not some recording.
Yes.
Of a porn or something. Because
we want to hear your authentic self.
Yes, because amateur stuff is super hot.
Yeah, I think it's way better.
It is way better. That's why, like, I would rather subscribe to somebody's OnlyFans than subscribe to a porn website.
I can totally understand why you would, because like all the porn girls sound the same. So
they all look the same too.
Well, that's not fun.
I mean, 90% of them all look the same and their vaginas all look the same.
Well, that's not fun.
Because they all go and have like
the surgery stuff and make them perfect.
Yeah. You know, there's no lips or anything.
Vaginas aren't perfect.
No, like I like a lippy girl.
I was just going to say they're Arby's for a reason.
Yeah. Like
they're hard beef sandwiches.
I mean, there's some girls that can pull off the no lip thing and it looks good on them.
Some, yeah.
But when other girls like get the surgery to do it and all that, and you can tell, it's like, that's not how your vagina is supposed to look.
All I know is that makes me cringe because I do not want any kind of surgeries down in that region ever again in my life.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a hard no, and I'm just going to have to like my pussy the way it is.
Right. So, hey, it is what it is.
Yes.
I like your pussy very much.
Good. You can get in it.
And on that note, we'll see you next week.
And that's our show, everybody. You can find us on our socials. On TikTok at KSENM and Kink Podcast, at Tink Swings 1, and at JUST_Pedro83. We're also on Instagram at KSENM and Kink Podcast. And of course, you can find us on our OnlyFans at KSENM and Kink Podcast, which for $5.99 a month, you can go behind the scenes when we record our shows and watch all the sexy videos and the toy reviews and all that. We are also going to be streaming live on OnlyFans when we do our recordings on Friday evenings. So be sure to check that out. We'd really appreciate it if you do. And Tink's OnlyFans is at Pixie, PIXIENDIXIE 69. Pixie in Dixie 69. You can also find us on SLS.com. Our username there is Pedro and Tink. So if you are in Alabama and want to get together, let us know. We appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you next week.